When I was little, I didn't talk very much, so I'm hoping to get to know you better. I was wondering if you could tell me what you remember about Solomino. I remember playing together with Solomino. Do you remember what happened?
Let's see. This was when I was pretty young and so were you. I don't think Scarlet was with us yet. But I remember that you used to play with him a lot because he was the only other boy in our family, I guess. Because you've always been surrounded by girls. It's always been like our two girl cousins and then it's our sister that when she came along and it's me and you were the only guy. So I guess maybe you were a little lonely, but it was a good thing, you know. You had fun with the dog, although sometimes he dragged you around and he threw you to the ground, but it looked like you had good times with the dog. It was pretty funny, though. He was a good dog.
Okay. How was it like in middle school?
Middle school. Let's see. Well, I went to High Tech, or I started going to High Tech Middle in 7th grade, so it was a little awkward and really, really weird. At that time, I was, like, super-duper shy. I would talk to nobody. I remember the first day of school, I walked in the class, and I looked at everybody, and I was like, whoa, this is so not my school. I have no idea what I'm doing here. But eventually, I made friends that same day, and it was fun. But it was just totally different from elementary school to, like, middle school. I was in middle school at my elementary school for 1 year because it was a elementary and middle school up to 8th grade, and I was there 6th grade. So I guess going to another school in the middle of a year, or not middle of the year, but in between, like, middle school years, it was a little harder, I guess. It was just too difficult to transition because it was something different, you know? I had never gone to a school like this. I didn't go to a project-based learning school until I went to High Tech Middle, so I don't know, but it was good times.
How was it like the first day of high school? Were you nervous? Were you scared? How did you like it?
High school, whoa, that seems like a long time ago. Let's see, after 8th grade, all my friends, we split up into schools. The only friend I had in high school that I knew in middle school was Kayla.
What was it like the first day of high school? Were you nervous? Were you scared? How did you like it?
My first day of high school actually wasn't that bad. The only thing I really, really hated was having to walk up all those stairs at Media Arts. That's the one thing I hated about high school. But it wasn't lonely and it wasn't scary. I felt a little prepared, you know? I guess this makes me sound like a little bit like a nerd, but I studied for, like, classes, like, between that summer of 8th grade to high school, and so that's why I wasn't, like, freaking out. I wasn't like, oh my god, I don't know what I'm doing. But the only person I had as a friend, I think it was just Kayla, that she and I, we were the only ones who went to our school. So, like, I hung out with her, and I talked to her, and after that, we branched out, because we weren't even in the same class. So, I'd see her during breaks and all, but to say that we were side by side every single day, that wasn't something that happened.
What teachers did you have in high school?
Let's see, like, every year?
Yeah.
If I can remember. Let's see. In 9th grade, I believe I had Chris Wakefield. He was my math and physics teacher. For humanities, I had Diana Sanchez. And I don't remember. I think I had Spanish class, who was Enrique. And then I had multimedia with Chris Roscoff. And then sophomore year, I had Nicole as my humanities teacher. And my math teacher was Ali. And I think I had another Spanish teacher that year. I don't remember. Yeah, I think it was Miriam. And then I had, what else did I have? Fresh or 10th grade. Oh, I had my art teacher. That class was so weird. He was an awkward teacher. Like, he was super awkward. Like, awkward, like, he'd stand right next to you and he'd, like, hover and be like, oh my god, what are you doing? And you could, like, feel his, like, you know, it was so weird. Like, you'd feel his breath on you. Like, he was that close to you. And then junior year, I had, No, I can't even, like, remember. This was such a long time ago. Not really, but it feels like a long time ago, you know? I had... Who did I have junior year? Oh, I had Brandon Davidson for biology. And I had... Who came in before? And I had Cutler for my humanities teacher. But he ended up leaving because he had a job offer in Florida. It was, like, his dream job, so he left. And we had this other teacher, Israel. And then I believe... He left, too, and then we had, like, a teacher for, like, 2 weeks because it was the end of the semester. So I had, like, three humanities teachers that year, junior year. And then my math teacher was Judy. And then senior year, I had Melde for my math teacher, and I had Sani for my humanities teacher. At first, I had Rachel, but then something happened with the teachers, and eventually... She left and took over the junior class, and we had Sani. Sani was, like, the best teacher ever. I loved Sani. I think she's still at High Tech, High Media Arts. I'm not really sure. And then I had someone else. Oh, I had my art teacher. Class was fun. Oh, I had environmental science. I remember doing the garden. I remember going to the garden every single day, and it was hot. And it was, like, everyone was dying out there. It was too hot to go to the garden. But the one thing I do remember about the garden, other than it being super hot, I got hit by a golf ball. Because you know how the golf course, there's a golf course right there, and the garden is right beside the golf course. It's like a little section that they don't use. So we were there, and that was our garden, and I got hit with the golf ball twice in the head. Well, one was in the face, and one was at my head. And it was the most worst thing ever, because I had a big lump on my face. And people were looking at me weirdly, like, thinking, yo, what is on her face? And I just ignored them because I'd be like, well, I got hit by a golf ball. How depressing is that, you know?
What was it like moving to media arts?
It was just weird. Like, it was high school. No one really knew what we were doing. You know, we were just freshmen. Or fresh meat, what people call freshmen students.
Freshies.
They're like, oh, look at those freshies. All that fresh meat. Look, they're so young, such babies. And we were all just like, you know what? Who cares what they say? Like, we still have no idea what we're doing. We're just going to chill and just go with it. So that's what we all did.
What kind of friends did you have? Did you leave any of your friends when you changed schools? So, like, in middle school, did you leave any of your friends to go to, like, media arts?
Well, other than us being separated, other than it just being me and Kayla and... our other friends either leaving schools or going to international or high tech, we talked to them pretty much all of freshman and sophomore year. But when junior year came in, we kind of just spread out and we stopped talking. There was sometimes, it was like rare times where we'd hang out or see each other at lunch. But I think it was just more of like, oh, if you see the person, you say hi. But we didn't plan like, oh, let's hang out, let's catch up, you know? We eventually just stopped talking to all the people because they all got their new friends and they had built a life at that high school. I don't know. It was just kind of weird, but maybe it's not such a bad thing.
Do you have any friends that went to your middle school? Like, are you still friends with them to this day?
I think there's only one person, or maybe no, actually two. There's only two people I still talk to that are from my middle school, and those are Kayla and Esteban. Esteban goes to my school, and I see him, like, every other day. I see him Tuesdays and Thursdays for the majority of the days, or the majority of the time, and we hang out, and we talk, and we study together sometimes. And Kayla, she's in San Francisco, but we talk very often. We're kind of freaking out about finals right now, but, I mean, we still talk.
How did you meet Stephanie? Were you always friends, or did you not like her at first?
Oh, that question is so accurate. Well, Stephanie is my best friend, and I've known her for almost 6 years now, but it feels like we've known each other for forever. Although, at first... we hated each other's guts. Like, we wouldn't be able to look at each other because we hated We hated being together. But I met her because a friend of mine that I met in high school was in her, I think, yeah, he was in her advisory. And so they met there, and then he was like, he told me about her, and I was like, I don't know, she sounds kind of, I don't know, she sounds like something else. And I was like, yeah, I don't think I'm going to like this person. And I met her on a Tuesday. I remember that. It was on a Tuesday on our way home, and Josh was there, and Josh is a guy that was in Stephanie's advisory, and Alexis was there, and I was there. And Josh comes up to Alexis and I, and Stephanie's behind him, and she introduces herself to us, and we're like, okay, like, it's Josh's friend, you know? And I remember Alexis being like, hey, like, he was so outgoing with her, you know? Like, he liked Stephanie. And I was just like, I don't know. And I remember because the next day, Alexis, when I saw him at school, he was like, you mad dog Stephanie so hard. It looks like you hate her so badly. I was like, no, I don't hate her. It's just I don't know her. But I don't know. I don't feel like I'd know her as, or I don't feel like I'd want to know her. But now it's like, now it's just, we go to two different colleges, but we talk every single day, and we drive each other crazy, and we have our mood swings, and we have our other things that I won't say, because there's bad words in them, and I don't think I should be saying them, but we love each other, although we drive each other nuts, but you know, it's okay. 5 years and going, so we're good.
What made you interested in San Diego State?
Honestly, San Diego State wasn't my first choice. I think that I went there mostly because I have a full ride to San Diego State, which is pretty cool because not a lot of students can say that they have a full ride of a college. So I don't have to worry about being in debt or anything, but I for sure know that it wasn't my first choice. I wanted to go to Berkeley, but I guess it was too hard to just leave my family behind, you know, be all these thousands of miles away, having my brother here and my sister, and I'd be up in San Francisco and going to school and never knowing when I'd see my family and all. I guess that was the one thing that left me behind. Plus, I'd also have to pay for school, and I didn't really want to be in 30 thousands of dollars of debt per year, so I was like, yeah, no.
What was it like applying to college?
Applying to college was a pain in the behind. That's what I'm going to go with. It was terrible. It was fun because I tell myself, like, whoa, like, I'm about to go to college. Like, that's so crazy. I'd count the days and weeks and months. Yeah, so what was I was saying was women need to step up and follow their dreams, you know, this world has been led by men since like the 1700s, you know. Women weren't allowed to go to college. They weren't allowed to go to school. They weren't allowed to get a job. Women were supposed to be housewives and be at home ready with a plate of dinner for their husband when they got home from work. And eventually, after time, women were allowed to vote. They were allowed to go to college, get an education. You know, we have that opportunity, so we should take that opportunity and do what we want to do. So, I mean, it's America, and I'm not going to say that it's a great country, because our president is run by I'm not even going to finish, because I think I'm going to go off topic. But anyways, I just want to say that women should step up and follow their dreams and make a career in what they want to do and to believe in what they believe.
How did you decide on your major?
I decided on my major, or not my major, but on my career, long before I was in high school and middle school. I think I was in third or fourth grade. This might sound kind of weird or random, but I got it off of a show. I was watching, I don't remember what show it was. I think it was Law and Order. It's about lawyers and all these cases. And I saw one day, and I was like, whoa, like, this is crazy. I think this is something that's really interesting and really, really cool. Like, maybe I want to pursue my, like, life into this, you know, and become a lawyer one day. And as time passed, I got more and more interested, and I researched what you had to do and what it was you needed to do. And then I was thinking about it for a sec. For a while, I thought about not going into law or into political science. I wanted to do something else. I kind of wanted to be a doctor for a while. This was in between high school while I was applying. I was applying at some schools undeclared because I didn't know if I wanted to be a doctor or major in political science and then go into law school. I was so indecisive, and it's really bad because I'm a really indecisive person. But eventually I knew that my heart was calling onto being a lawyer. And so now at school, I do political science as my major, and I have a minor in Chicana studies. And I did an internship at a law firm about a month ago-ish. And it was really, really fun, and I had the opportunity to go to court and go to the appealings and court hearings. And I did a lot of filing as well. There was a lot of reading and writing. And reading and writing aren't the best subjects. Aren't like the subjects that are my go-tos. I kind of like math more. That maybe sound kind of weird, but math is my favorite subject. Maybe I should have pursued something in math, but I don't know. Law is just really cool. And also, I'm a female and a minority. We need lawyers who are women. We need more women to pursue crazy careers, you know? I feel like everything is always so sexist and so dominated by men that we need more women to do what they want to do. They need to follow their dreams and do what it is their heart calls for, to not sit and do whatever a man says to do, you know? Women have the power, have as much equal.
What inspires you?
My inspiration, I think, it may sound selfish, but my inspiration is me. I'm the oldest child of three. It's myself, and it's my brother and my sister, and it's always been me who has to set the example and be the leader and the role model. You know, my parents always tell me, oh, since you're the oldest, you have to set the example for your siblings. They're going to fall into your steps. So my inspiration is me. You know, I push myself maybe a little too much, but I like it. I love having an own challenge. I like challenging myself. I know that I challenge myself every day with something new. And maybe it's not the best thing because I'll stress myself out. But stressing myself out is something that keeps me going, you know? I know that I have I know I'm capable of doing it if I set my heart to it. If I tell myself I can do it, then I know I can do it. You know, I don't need anyone else telling me, oh, you can do it. And I don't need anyone else telling me you can't do it. You know, I have to believe in myself before I believe in anything else and before I believe that people believe in me too.
What advice would you give yourself at my age?
I think the only advice I'd give myself if I were your age would be sleep as much as you can and don't go crazy with school, because right now, I'm running on an hour and a half of sleep, and I'm, like, low-key dying because I'm studying for finals, and I have so much homework, and sophomore year is killing me. But, yeah, I tell myself to sleep and eat and go out as much as I can and have fun with my friends, because once you get to college, I'm sorry, but you have no life other than school.
Who's your favorite sibling?
What if I don't have a favorite sibling? What if they're both, like, exactly annoying and irritating?
All right, then I guess you don't have to choose. Are you thinking of having any kids when you're older? And how many do you want?
Honestly, I've thought about it, and At some point, right now I tell myself I don't want kids. Because I'm the oldest and I've always had to look out for you and for Scarlett. And so, I don't know, I guess it's like, I've raised you in some sort of way, you know? It's like, how would I word this? You know, how, like, in breaks, like, winter break, spring break, whatever, it'd be us staying here at home, and I'd watch over you guys, you know, and our parents would work. And it's always just been me here for you guys. I know that our parents have their jobs and have to do things to pay for bills and everything, but other than them being your parents, I think I'm, like, the second parent of each of you. So right now I say I don't want kids because I've had so much responsibility since I was a little kid. And I'm not saying it as a bad thing. It's actually a really good thing because you get to be independent, you know. And I say that the more independent, the better. Because you don't always have to rely on your parents. Because I also know that my parents aren't going to be here forever, you know. I have to learn how to live by myself, with myself, without the help of anybody. Because you never know, one day I might be without my entire family. You know, my parents won't be here. Maybe my siblings won't be here, so I won't have anyone to lean on. It's just going to be me, so I have to learn how to do everything myself. And now in college, it's like, I get to school, I do my things, and I do it for myself. I don't do it for anybody else. I don't know, but right now, I say I don't want kids, but maybe eventually in the future, if I find, like, not the time, but if I find... Well, actually, maybe time, because right now it's just college, and after I graduate college, I have to go to law school, and I'm going to be, like, 24-ish, maybe, no, 1, 2, 3, like, 24, 25 by the time I'm done, and then I still have to find a job, and I'd have to get a job and a house, and then I'd have to, like, do all these things, so right now I'm saying no kids, but maybe in the future, I don't know, who knows, maybe. Maybe some kids.